Hi, and welcome to Messages on the Hill, a quick 2-minute weekly devotional with myself, Reverend Mauricio Rubino. Today, our focus will be on legacy. I wonder how many of us have taken a minute and thought about our last days here on earth. What will we be leaving behind? And no, I'm not talking about the finite things. I'm talking about a legacy that will transcend. Some of us might say, well, I have a son or a daughter that I will be leaving my legacy with. And others might think, well, my work has helped many. I often think what legacy I personally will be leaving behind. In my study this week, I came across this verse in Proverbs 20, verse 7. The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. I took a moment to think about this. This is talking about the legacy I will be leaving behind. In the same way Jesus left an example for us to follow, we have a major hold on influence in our children and our youth's lives. Studies show that 85% of imprisoned youth come from fatherless homes. This is 20 times the average, comparing to homes with two loving parents. I would encourage you to hold fast to Proverbs 22:6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." We need to be present in reaching our next generation, as it will be the legacy we leave behind. If you don't have any children, then I would suggest we try and leave an example to be proud of, one of godly men and women in our world that people remembered were great examples of Jesus Christ in our communities. So if I could encourage you this week, I would say to you, ask the Lord to show you new ways to impact your legacy. Pray, and don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Messages on the Hill. God bless.